This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up. The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Welcome to Haken, an Animal Crossing podcast, your podcast dedicated to all things Animal Crossing. Episode 217 is brought to you by Charlie Harvey and Nathan Turner, some of our newest Patreon patrons. This episode is also possible thanks to our producers, For the Whim, Tiger Yuri, Tab, and Mikey Toe. This week, Nina, Sergio, and I will be giving our personal rankings for every Animal Crossing game in existence. So to begin, hello Sergio, how are you doing?
Hi Chewy, hi Nina, I'm doing pretty good. It's been a good week, fun and productive, both at the same time. Those don't come that often nowadays, but yeah, this was a good one.
Yeah, that's a good surprise for sure. And then, hi Nina, how are you doing?
I'm doing really good also. I'm teaching two extra after-school classes this semester, and I've got really good group of kids, so it's fun.
Oh, nice.
That is great. I'm glad. It's been a solid week over here for me as well, and yeah, I'm ready to just like get back into it. I think Jackie's actually going back into school again this week, so I'm going back into streaming and making content and everything.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, should be good. So let's go ahead and kick it off with some icebreakers. Sergio, I've got a question for you.
Okay.
What were you afraid of as a child?
Oh.
As a child? Okay. I'll say something that I'm not afraid of anymore, because I'm still afraid of bugs. But yeah. When I was a kid...
Oh, you know what? I thought I did ask you this, huh? At some point, you did say bugs.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. So something that I'm not afraid of anymore.
Fear, then. Yeah,
it was darkness, like just darkness in general. Dark hallways, dark rooms. Yeah. Now I kind of like them. I like, you know, your eyes get adjusted. You can start seeing things. It's nice. No problem.
Yeah, you know, when I was a kid, growing up with all six of my siblings and stuff, we were packed into, you know, a room together. And I remember my bed was really close to this closet that was like very dark and scary to me. And I was, whenever I was just like sleeping, I'd be very scared that just something was going to come out of that closet. But yeah, specifically the dark part of it was really scary.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Sergio, I guess you're up.
All right, I have a very, very strange question for Nina.
Okay.
Just be ready.
Okay.
So, you're going to be a hen for a little while until you're able to hatch an egg.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know if what you would do with the egg, or if you would rather not even have the experience of hatching it. You're still going to be a hen, but it's up to you.
But after I hatch the egg, I'm still a hen?
Oh, no, you're back to human.
Oh.
Good clarification.
I mean,
do you eat it? Do you keep it as a memento?
Can I hatch it? Is it a fertilized egg?
Good question. It's up to you.
I would definitely hatch the egg if it was fertilized, I guess. This is an inappropriate question now.
So you would raise the chick as your own?
Yes, yes. I mean, yeah, I'm a bird person. I would love to have a little baby chicken.
Oh, nice, nice.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd have to find a spot to keep it where my cats couldn't get
man.
To it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think
I
that'd
wonder.
Be fun.
Birds are the type of animal that like imprint on, you know, whoever they see first or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what their experience is going to be. Just instantly shifting from chicken back to human.
Well, probably they wouldn't. Well, they'd still be an egg before. I'd be a human before they
hatched. I guess so, yeah.
But then I'd have a little. And if it's a girl, I'd have a little baby hen, and I'd have eggs forever.
Oh,
that's true.
You know, gotta hatch the egg. I'm sorry. That's the answer.
Good yeah. thinking. Yeah.
Man, I've been wanting a chicken.
Yeah.
Just to get eggs and stuff. That sounds great.
All right. Sorry, I took a sip of my tea. I have a question for Chewy.
Mm-hmm.
If you had to suddenly become allergic to your favorite food or one of your favorite foods,
mm-hmm.
which food do you think you could go without forever from now on?
Okay. Allergic to my favorite foods. Which one? Okay. I like a lot of different foods, so mm-hmm. there's that mm-hmm. that's going for me, you know?
Yeah. It's got to be one of your major favorites, though. What would you get rid of?
Right now, I have been craving bread pudding.
Ooh.
That's my favorite dessert.
Mm-hmm.
I think, yes. Because sometimes I go back and forth, but yes, bread pudding is my favorite dessert right now. And I guess I'm just going to be allergic to that. Aww. Never eat it again. I'm
never going to eat bread pudding ever again.
Yeah. Yeah. I wanted to make it tough.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the one that's going to break my heart most.
Have you ever tried making it?
What if it's banana bread pudding?
Oh.
No, I haven't. Is it pretty easy?
It's just different than it's a, I'm pretty sure now I might be getting this wrong, but I'm pretty sure it's like an English, dessert, right? And it's like actually steamed pudding, like a steamed bread, right? Am I thinking of this wrong? Unless I'm thinking of something different, but it just cooks differently than, you know, like a cake or something.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, I love it. It's delicious, and I'll miss it, but that's what I'm going to have to go with.
Mm, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Which, but then also, I feel like the bummer that you go down is, like, there's something in there that you're allergic
yeah,
to.
Yeah, what is it in there that you're maybe, allergic to?
Maybe it's all of those ingredients, and now I can't eat anything. I can never have bread or pudding at all.
Oh my gosh.
Anything that's made out of both of those things. Oh, my life. Sad day.
I'd be allergic to eggs all of a sudden, now that I have free eggs.
There's definitely eggs in bread pudding. I feel like there's a lot of different stuff. Goodness, I've doomed myself. So many foods. Just what's got one ingredient that I love? I don't know.
A fruit. Pineapple. Oh, well.
True. All right. Well, let's go ahead and get into the show. And we've got a lot of games to cover. And I think we'll just start. We'll each go one by one through our lists and everything.
Yeah.
So we're ranking every Animal Crossing game. I did say in existence, but I guess I didn't include stuff like Animal Crossing Plaza on the Wii U or the Animal
really
Crossing Calculator. Those things.
Numbers are no fun.
They're no games. They're not games. So we'll just go with that. And we're just going to go with, like, you know, the big releases that we all can play because they are games.
Yes.
So 9 games total. I guess I'll list them in order of release. We have Population Growing. We have Wild World, City Folk, New Leaf, and then I always forget if Happy Home Designer or Amiibo Festival was first. Do either of you know?
It was Home Designer.
Okay, Happy Home Designer, Amiibo Festival, followed by Pocket Camp, then New Horizons, and then we've counted Happy Home Paradise as a separate game, even though you technically do need New Horizons in order to actually play Happy Home Paradise. Right. But, I mean, if you're going to get Happy Home Paradise, get New Horizons, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So they're all included. all those are the 9 games. So let's go ahead. We'll go one by one. Once again, we're going to start from our very bottom pick, worst game in the bunch. Nina, do you want to kick us off here?
I guess I will. But I know this always makes people mad, so I'm sorry. But my number
it's
9
a fiery one.
Is population growing, the very first one. And simply because it makes me sick. I cannot play it. So, you know, put yourself in my shoes. If a game gives you instant migraines, where would you put it on your list? I just can't play it. I can't do it. So I'd love to play it. I really hope that it gets ported to the Switch or to whatever comes next. And they change, the grid system. Mm-hmm. Or the acre system. Man, and then I could actually play this game. I'd love to, but sorry.
Yeah.
For now, yeah, bottom.
It's such a bummer
that
you can't play this game because it makes you sick. I do hope if they ever brought it back that they give like a no acre movement option for people who have trouble with it. So it follows kind of more of the pinned world thing, you know?
Yes.
So... I mean, me personally, though, like if I played again, I'd definitely pick the Acres stuff because I don't get seasick when I do that, when I watch or play it. So I get to enjoy it. It's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry, Nina, that you can't play that one.
I am too. I'm sorry.
All right, Sergio, what is your last place pick? Animal Crossing games.
Bottom of my barrel for Animal Crossing, it's Wild World.
No.
Yeah, it's kind of a similar reason to Nina.
Both of you opening with like really ones that are gonna make people angry.
Well, no, it was a similar reason to Nina. I had a very hard time seeing the game. It wasn't the DS originally, and when it came out, we didn't have the DS Lite yet. So the original DS wasn't the brightest in terms of the screen brightness. And yeah, I had trouble seeing the game, especially because the frame rate was pretty bad. I mean, compared to population growing, which was the Animal Crossing before it. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I had trouble seeing it. I noticed that I was missing all the diggy spots every day.
Oh.
So it was off-putting in that sense. I knew it was a good game. I was excited for the pinwheel change and the fact that they added online and everything. But it just never clicked with me because I couldn't really see it too well.
Look, accessibility is important. And like that's all we can do. If we can't play it, we can't play it.
Yeah.
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 Both of you have really good reasons for both of these. That said, Sergio, I know you've got a Wii U. You can buy the game on there.
Oh, I did.
You can put it on your TV.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. And it's still last place.
Yes.
Wild World and population growing. Worst Animal Crossing games. All right. I mean, every game, when we're ranking them, one of them has to be at the bottom, right? So, yeah. And luckily, these are all our personal lists, so we can say our own. I guess I'll share mine. I'm going pretty straightforward here. I think Amiibo Festival is at the bottom for me. And honestly, I was thinking of putting it up higher, but I think that's just because I prefer the idea of Amiibo Festival rather than the actual execution. You know, to me, I still think I would still really be excited if Nintendo tomorrow just tweeted, "We've got a new Animal Crossing party game coming out." You know, like that would be I'm all about that. I love party games. I love Animal Crossing. Put them together, it should be good, except somehow they managed to mess it up. and there are things I do like about Amiibo Festival. It's still like pretty charming, but a lot of the games just are the little mini game modes. There's so many of them that are just like hard to play. They don't really work too well. The board game is fine, but it's really just like you don't do too much. And then Desert Island Escape is like the big standout there, you know? And mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of fun ideas with Amiibo Festival, but and I want to like it more than I did. I'm sure everybody wanted to like it more than they did. but yeah, I'm tempted. If they revisited this idea, made a fun party game that's Animal Crossing, I would love to see it.
Hopefully.
Yeah. All right, Nina, you're up next.
Number eight. My number eight actually is also Amiibo Festival, even though I really like that game. Mm-hmm. I like the other games more. So it ended up on the bottom of the list. But it is a little repetitive, and there's no skill in the game. Everything is random when you're playing the board game part of it, which I would like to see that kind of expanded a little bit more. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I would love an Amiibo Festival too. I enjoy this game. The music's cute. Unlocking the outfits are cute. It's just a cozy little game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I mean, you're totally right. Like, there's so much stuff to enjoy in there. Like, I really liked when we were doing the countdown to New Horizons. I was playing Amiibo Festival once a month yeah. on stream. Mm-hmm. And we got some amazing moments yes. out of that.
Yes.
So, I don't know. It's just, like, it's sad that if it had online, honestly, it'd probably jump up some more steps for me.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Sergio, I think you're up.
Yes, my number eight. I'm sorry, I'm going to rattle more cages here. It's going to be Happy Home Designer for the 3DS.
Oh.
It's a good game. It's just not for me, even if it's Animal Crossing, because I'm not that into the interior designing part of Animal Crossing. You know, I kind of do it once for my home, and that's about it. So when they made a game that's all about it, I was excited. I got it. I wanted to like it. But it just didn't click with me. I did probably like 5 or 6 houses in total. And it just didn't click with me. It's like I said, it's not a bad game, and it introduced a lot of things that are mainstays in the franchise now, which is awesome because they're definitely improvements. But it just didn't click with me. So not for me. I know it's a good game, but it's my number eight.
Wow.
Yeah. And I get it, and I feel like to some extent, you can also say it's old news. There's the new Happy Home Paradise, and that's kind of better.
Right.
It's prettier.
Right.
Yeah. I'll have some more specific things to say when I get to that one on my list.
Okay.
But for now, the next one on my list is, I guess it's low for me too, Sergio.
Oh.
I put Wild World here.
Oh,
my gosh. Number eight. Oh, no.
Number eight. I think what it comes, I still really liked Wild World. There's still a lot that I really like. I think it has some of the cutest villager home designs that we've ever seen in like any of the Animal Crossing games. Mm-hmm. If you could see them, you know, because they're so pixely and the game's not too pretty to look at at this day and age,
right,
you know?
Right.
But I mean, there's a lot of cute stuff still there. But I think what I loved about Wild World was that I could take Animal Crossing with me. So that was a big deal. I could go to on my big family trips and take my DS with me and actually still get Animal Crossing in all the time. But I think when I think back to that game too, it's got not a lot to do. I know it was a lot of people's like first experience with Animal Crossing, but mm-hmm. it was kind of a bit of a downgrade as far as like things that were available in it. A lot of the big holidays were gone. They were replaced with like pretty decent like in-game made up holidays, you know, which
right.
I still kind of hope they bring back because I think that's fun and charming. But
yeah.
I think there's just like too much missing. There's no cliffs either in that game. A lot of stuff is like very slow with, I don't know. I just remember the way I made money in that game was like just plant tons and tons of trees and spend 3 hours picking them because you could only carry 15 things in your pocket and the the fruit didn't stack back then. So five trees. It just took so long to do some of the stuff, and it was fine. Yeah. But I don't know. I have a hard time saying it because there's still so much I like about that game, too. The dialogue was very charming. It was the one that introduced villager photos, which is really nice.
Oh.
Very difficult to get still because villagers were ruthless in those first two games. They moved away, no warning whatsoever. Yep. So you could only do what you could do. It was a tough time. Wild World, still great, but like I said, a lot of games that are very loved have to be at the bottom of this list, unfortunately. Nina, what's your next one? What's your number seven?
Number seven is Pocket Camp, and I will not apologize for this. Look, I've given it so many chances. It was fun when we had nothing, but it's very repetitive, and it's hard to get back into if you haven't played for a while. It's kind of an overwhelming game,
yes,
which I don't enjoy. I want to play games to relax, and to me, Pocket Camp is not very relaxing. Sorry, number seven. I mean, not sorry. Number seven.
Not sorry. Seventh worst game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, not a bad pick. Sergio, what's your next one?
All right. Well, hot off the trails of number eight, Happy Home Designer. Yeah. Happy Home Paradise, number seven. Because it's more of the same that's not for me. So, yeah, I understand it's better. I can already tell. You would be actually happy to know that I'm getting back into it. I'm going to do at least two houses per week because I want to see that ending for sure. So, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Nina, someday it will happen. But again, it's just not for me. It's better, definitely. A lot of improvements over Happy Home Designer. And in a way, it's cool that it's tied to New Horizons because they can do more interesting things with it, with that connection. But yeah, it's still not interior designing. It's just not for me the most. I like it, but not enough to put it higher than number seven for me. Mm-hmm. I like Wardell. I love Nico, but even those two couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do love Nico.
Yeah.
He's great. I love them both. The cast is amazing.
Yeah.
Well, good. I mean, both the designer games at the bottom, not too bad.
Yeah.
Not too bad for the worst Animal Crossing games ever.
Yeah.
All right. So kind of following along your trail, Sergio, I did put Happy Home Designer as my number seven.
Oh.
And very similarly, it's because, you know, we have Happy Home Paradise now, and we do have some very nice upgrades to the previous game. But I will say, just because I want to still be positive about the games on this list and everything, Happy Home Designer still has some really cool features that I have not run into in Happy Home Paradise. And specifically, I'm talking about the windows. You get like a pretty decent selection of different windows that you can put in your houses, as well as changing the curtains in Happy Home Designer.
Yeah.
So that, I mean, I don't know if it's in Happy Home Paradise. I don't know if it's just something that I haven't unlocked yet, but as far as I am right now, I still haven't run into that. And so I'm just kind of assuming that it's not. So, Happy Home Designer, big shout out there. Really cool feature that's available. And number seven, probably mostly because it's, you know, just it's the old version of something that's out and kind of new and fresh, you know?
Yeah.
All right, Nina, number six.
Okay. This is where I started to have a little bit of trouble. Number six, I put City Folk, and I love that game. I think I actually played it more than Wild World, which is higher on my list. But I put it down a little bit further below just because it wasn't my first game. It didn't really bring too many new things except for the city, which was so much fun. I don't know. I just don't feel like as nostalgic when I play this game. But I do love it. You know, the wearing down of the grass is rough.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Yeah. But it's a fun little game, you know, but just not a standout for me.
Yeah, I got you. So how did you manage to play this one more than Wild World?
I think I just owned my Wii longer, and I was in, gosh, I think I was in college at the time, so I could play with friends, and I had, like, the little Wii speak, and I would just play it, like, between classes, I guess because I had more free time since I was living on my own. This is what I would play.
I getcha.
Nice.
Well, that's cool. Sergio, what's your number six?
Number six is Amiibo Festival.
Ooh.
Yeah, because like you three, for a while I was playing it monthly. So I played it more than the Happy Home pair of games. And I mean, this is something I always say when we talk about this game. This is the only video game where you can play as KK Slider. To some extent, I know you basically only tell him go left, go right, go down, or, you know. But it's still the case. And it does give us some more insight into some of the special characters, including KK, of course. So, yeah. I still have another spin-off above number six. But, yeah, Amiibo Festival number six for me.
Yeah. Playing it monthly, it's pretty nice. I'm not going to lie. It's kind of nice to check in, play the board, see what happens in all of those. So I've been kind of thinking of going back to it a little bit, but playing too many other things and getting distracted from that.
Yeah.
All right. My number six is Pocket Camp.
Yep.
And I initially thought I was going to put Pocket Camp a little higher, but I think as the years have gone by, every time I return to it, I play less and less.
Ah.
Like, I think when it came out, I played for a long time. Very solid every single day. Like, you know, multiple times a day because it was so demanding of a game from you.
Yeah.
And so I dropped it for a while. And when I came back, I put in, like, maybe another half year or so. And then it, basically, like, I'll come back whenever it's, like, the anniversary, which is around November, I remember.
Yes.
So, like, every November, I'll pick it up again to probably get the really cheap Leaf tickets that they always offer around that time. So, and then I'm like, all right, what can I use these on? And I'm like, oh, it's still all so expensive. And I'll keep playing for a little while, and then I just drop off again. So I think each time I've been dropping off a lot quicker, and it just is the same thing, which is still, like, so demanding, but also very, like, I don't know, it can get stale after a while, I think. So gardening, what's the next one? Fishing tournament.
Yes.
And then
hide and
seek. The gyroid events.
I always drop off at the scavenger hunt because it's the hardest one for me. But yeah, Pocket Camp, I had a great time. The one thing I will say that's positive about this game, though, is that it's a really nice game to get to know some different villagers.
Yes,
there you go. They basically let you fill your campsite with any villager that you've unlocked. You can invite them over, have them hang out, and I feel like it just lets you enjoy a bunch of different characters that, because, you know, you're limited in the mainline Animal Crossing games to whoever moves in. They're there for a very long time, you know, and it's a lot harder to, like, swap through villagers and stuff. But this game, really easy way to just get to know other characters, and I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and I'll say, in my recent logins, they do have cute little bios about characters. Like, they'll show one character and write some little thing about them.
Aww.
And it feels really unique and well thought out in a way that I think people are kind of hoping happens in the mainline games too. I don't know. That's just a fun little extra that I've noticed. And yeah, still cute, still Animal Crossing, but I had just been dropping off of it way quicker than usual.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We're entering the top five realms. Yes. So these are the five best Animal Crossing games from all of us. Nina, what is your number five?
Well, my number five is Wild World. Even though, you know, it's not a huge game that I played, it was my first Animal Crossing game. So the music to me is so nostalgic. You have this little teeny tiny town that you play in. Plus, we got the incredible movie from Wild World. So, I had to put that at least in my top half. It's a great little series.
Man, I want another Animal Crossing movie.
I know. That would be so good.
We do have the manga now for New Horizons, which is pretty cute. I bought that, and it's fun. It's a fun little read. Definitely a different take on Animal Crossing than the movie or the games and everything. So it's different, but it's cute. If they made another movie, I was thinking about this the other day. It was a fan-made thing. It was kind of a stop-motion animation thing, and it looked like maybe like Needle and Felt type characters. Ooh. But somebody did like a little short with Isabel logging in at the office or something, and it was just like a really quick clip, and they said they kind of teased they're working on a little series, and I want to see that again. I want to see it like turn into a real thing, because it looked really good. I'll try to find it and share it with people too.
You gotta link it for us.
Yeah. Oh man, Wild World, you just sent me down the rabbit hole. Animal Crossing movies, I need that.
Yes.
Sergio, what's your number five?
Number five is Pocket Camp. It made it.
Ooh.
One of the reasons that you mentioned, like, it definitely opens you up to experience and interact with a lot of villagers that you normally wouldn't. You know, even if we had played all the Animal Crossing games before that, and if you were like me, that you only stick to your first, like, original villagers, you don't know that many, at least not so deeply. So, yeah, this was a great way for me to get to know new villagers. And the game was a lot of fun, and I would say it was relaxing until it got too overwhelming. And it did so pretty quickly, and I agree with you, Nina. If you try to get back into it now, it's not going to be a good moment. But in the beginning, it was nice. And also, Chewy, I'm sure you remember when the game came out, and, you know, we kind of, not cheated, but it came out in Australia first, but we were able to play it pretty much everywhere. It was pretty early on in the Haken days, I think episode 4 or so. I know it was my first episode, and this was the bombshell at the moment, like, it's my first episode, and I got to talk about this huge release, because we didn't have any Animal Crossing news at the time until Pocket Camp came out. So it definitely reminds me of the early days of Haken, and it was nice. It was nice. And it also gave us the OK Motors crew, which is something special.
That's true.
Oh, man. If they don't find their way into one of the mainline games at some point, I'd be very sad.
Man, I'd love for them to have a spinoff. Like, you have to, like, repair things or, I don't know, something.
Yeah. I mean, they could easily do, like, a Happy Home Designer on the Road series where everybody's just got campers and stuff.
Yeah.
And they're the crew there to deck it out and everything.
Mm.
Yeah. Just to keep that Happy Home franchise going.
Yeah.
Oh, I would love to see it. Also, Sergio, really good reminder too of just like this show started, and literally the latest game in the series was Amiibo Festival. And we didn't get Pocket Camp yet. We didn't get New Horizons yet. So we've gone through a lot of releases at this point, at least a few. So it really, definitely a fun time. And I remember also when that game came out, it was like, I think it landed in Australia maybe like a month before it actually. So both of us were able to like kind of download it early and play and, you know, just try it out. And then it wasn't until like a month later that we got our hands on the, I mean, it was the same thing, but you know, just officially Nintendo approved of our method of getting it this time around.
I remember being a listener when you guys did that, and I was like, oh, I'm so doing this too. It was so exciting.
Yeah, it was just like the first taste of Animal Crossing in so long.
Yes, exactly.
So, yeah. Delightful. I loved it. All right, so my number five in my top five, I put City Folk here. Mm-hmm. And this one, I think... it was kind of, this came out while I was in high school, I want to say, kind of late high school, very end. And so it just felt like it came at a time where I got to enjoy video games like a kid still, like still living at my parents, still doing all of that. But at the same time, like really feeling that yearning to be like, I gotta get out of here and go live my life, you know. So it just felt really nice playing City Folk at that time, and the ideas behind it were really cool, where it was like, yeah, you've got your little place where you can live, but now you just take the bus to the city and go hang out over there. So I don't know, I feel like it hit me at a great time, and there were just like, there's a lot of like cool little secrets in City Folk, stuff that like felt like it really called back to the original game to me, where they're just like, let's load this with like really cool surprises. And I won't say too many of them here, but there's like earning the fountain where you can throw an axe at the goddess Serena. That's one that, oh man, I never got a golden axe. So she did not like me. Every single day I would give it a try and she was like, nope, don't like you. And then the other, another cool little surprise you could run into is you would go and see Shrunk's show, but for certain, I guess, emotions that he would go over, it wasn't Dr. Shrunk, it was his mentor, Frillard.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just like the game, I can think of so many little surprises that that game had, and it just, it felt... really cool.
Yeah.
It felt really cool to find these things and be like, wow, I had no idea that would be something that would happen, you know?
Right.
So, yeah, City Folk, lots of great memories, lots of really cool things. Probably one I didn't play quite as much as the others, but it still, like, left that impression with me.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Nina, I guess we're on your number four.
Number four, I have down Happy Home Designer. This is like, you know, the spinoff that started many new Animal Crossing ideas that would come to us later, which I think is huge. It's like the development team was able to play around with this a little bit more. They opened things up. They kind of pushed boundaries. And I especially loved working on like the major city projects and how you could kind of start up your own little town and have people visit, which was cute. But I really enjoyed this game when it first came out. I ate it up.
Yeah. And that little city is still really great.
Yeah.
Lots of really fun facilities in there that we didn't even get. Some of those facilities are still even unique to just that game.
Oh, yeah. Like,
yeah. One is like an office building where people work. It's weird. They really went all out to put as many different settings as possible in that one. Is cool.
Yeah, it's the first time we got to decorate outside. You know, the first one to put things on the ceilings, like you said, to change the windows, soundscapes. I mean, it was huge.
I mean, still the only one with windows, basically. I mean, certain wallpapers have different windows, but outside of that, it's like not much control there.
They've streamlined it for us.
Yeah, unfortunately. So, Yeah, really, really good pick for number four.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Sergio, what's yours?
Number four for me is City Folk. And, you know, since I basically missed out on Wild World, this was kind of perfect for me because it's like the remake, like remaster version of Wild World, and it added the city and it added voice chat with WeSpeak. So, yeah, it was very nice to have this one. And also, like I said, it introduced the city part. It was pretty different from what we had in Animal Crossing before. Usually it was just, you know, our town or village, and that was about it. So this was the first game that added like a very separate area to your town, but it still felt like Animal Crossing, just with a twist. And it was very nice, I would say. Little story here. I actually got this game a couple of days before it came out because a friend of mine worked at Walmart, and I guess they got it early. So he gifted it to me, the WeSpeak bundle. And I was so happy. I couldn't believe I was playing an Animal Crossing game a few days before I should have. I feel like I was doing something illegal, but in a good way. but yeah, it was awesome to play City Folk, because I felt like I wasn't missing out on what Wild World introduced.
Yeah.
Oh man, you could have been a leaker.
Yeah.
Just 2 days before, which I mean was like basically one day before Australia.
Yeah.
Actually, back then it was different though, because you know, the Switch isn't region locked, so Nintendo kind of has to just drop whatever new release is at the same time in every region.
Yeah.
And back then it was like, I think we actually got the City Folk before Japan.
Oh,
I
want to say.
Yes, that's right.
Which is rare. so rare. And I'm happy about that, because they got New Leaf so much earlier than everybody.
Oh.
That's a 2012 game in Japan, whereas everywhere else it's a 2013 game.
Oh my gosh. Yes, that was brutal.
Yes.
The wait, and just seeing everybody play it on YouTube. Oh. Really great memories. Lin & Co.
I wish.
we'll get to that. We'll get to that. All right. So my number four, I put Happy Home Paradise for this one. And I was close to putting this at number three, honestly. Mm-hmm. Like, it almost beat out another one on my list. But I think as I thought about it more, I was like, you know what? There's some things that I feel they could have done but didn't. And part of it's like, you know, I already talked about missing features, like changing the windows and stuff. But that to me is like overall very small. But I think the big thing that I would have really loved in Happy Home Paradise is a lot more freedom with the actual terrain. Like having the ability to terraform the spaces that you're decorating. And because, you know, they're all like pre-made spaces and everything. And the one thing that I'm finding limiting is, like, say you want kind of like a jungle type of setting. I feel like there's not a lot of variety with that one. You know, like a lot of them just don't have too much variety. The backgrounds are set as is.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, even with Pocket Camp, like, they have loads of different backgrounds for, like, your campsite now. And I'm just like, I wish there was, like, a way to change out the backgrounds, re-terraform the space, because I'm like, oh, a pond would look really good in this little spot, but I can't really terraform a pond into it, you know? Like, the only terraforming tool they gave us was the pathing tool. And so I think that if they built that out a little bit more, I would put it higher up, because, like, a town builder Animal Crossing game, kind of my dream at this point. Like, I don't know. I think if you roller coaster tycooned Animal Crossing, it would come out really well. And I feel like that was their chance to, like, play with that, you know? Because they've played with, like, the outdoor decorating and indoor decorating before, and now at least with several games between Happy Home Designer to now. And so, I don't know, I feel like that was the next step. Like, take it to that full town builder direction. That would have been cool. But overall, though, like, it's my number four. So I still really like it. It has an amazing story. really charming characters. The whole setting is just like adorable and cute, and it looks really good. And the biggest thing for me is just that, like, the facilities we make, while the facilities were really great in Happy Home Designer for the variety and what they gave us, the facilities in Happy Home Paradise, just the fact that they actually influence your game and give you things beyond just like the enjoyment of making it, incredible. That's what brought this game up for me. And it was close to number three, just the one drop below.
But yeah.
Number four is good. All right, Nina. Number three. Here we go.
All right. My number three is actually Happy Home Paradise. This was such a surprise to me. I loved it. I love the storyline. I love the characters they introduced. I was so excited to see Lottie again. I think it's a really good little distraction from your town, and you get to go and collect new recipes that you can also use in your town. I love that. I mean, I know that you can't buy the game without New Horizons, but I love how well integrated it is. The ending is so good, and that I still get to play it even though it's over. And it introduced so many new things to New Horizons. This one still surprises me now. I love it.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Like, it just makes New Horizons a better game to have it.
Yeah. Oh,
which is great. That's exactly what you...
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's exactly what you want out of, like, a paid DLC package.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. It doesn't take anything away. It only adds, and it adds so much. It's so good.
Mm-hmm. Surprises around like every corner. Yeah. All right, Sergio, what's your number three?
Number three, population growing.
Ooh.
Yeah, the first Animal Crossing, the original. It was my first Animal Crossing, but not only that, it was my first life sim type of game. And I mean, even to this day, it is the only one I like, the only franchise that is like a life sim type franchise that I like. I just can't get into others because they're not Animal Crossing, you know. But not only is it that, but it also came out at a time when I really needed it, or I guess I got it at a time when I needed it without realizing it. It was my first summer job. It was when I was a junior in high school. And it was in summer vacation, so it was a little bit stressful. It was a little bit different, and it was very nice to come home to de-stress with Animal Crossing. Not only that, but it changed the way I used to play games. I had never played any game that required you to play at a specific day or date. You know, it introduced the fact that you had to play on Saturdays at 8 p.m., right, Chewie? because of KK. In specific days that had special events and things were happening when you weren't playing. That was awesome to me. Yeah. I'm also a big fan of fishing in games. Not full-blown fishing games. I don't buy those, but like games that have fishing mini games. Before Animal Crossing, I used to play a lot of Ocarina of Time for the fishing that was in that game.
Oh, cool.
But then... With population growing, that was my thing. Just fishing all day.
And oh man, fishing in that game is so hard.
Yeah,
the fish were like, you really needed some reflexes for some of them.
Yeah. And in some ways, it's still the most unique Animal Crossing. Like we said, it has the acre system or the mine grain system for Nina. And it has 15 villagers, which is a crazy amount. I would love to see that come back at some point. But yeah, it was a very special game.
It's a huge game. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a big one for sure. Sparked it all for a lot of us.
Yeah.
Whereas, unfortunately, Wild World was lower on our list, but that was our Wild World, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I guess I'll talk about my number three. In third position, I put a little game called New Leaf, which is a lot of people's Wild World, basically. It's another one of those games that I feel like really brought a lot of people into Animal Crossing. It was the top seller before New Horizons just completely blew it out of the water. So, you know, it might have been, you know, several of us have three or four copies of the game. Yeah. But, but still, a lot of people got this one. But New Leaf was really cool in the sense of, like, after three games, this one really changed up the formula in ways that I think we'll probably see more often than not going forward, you know? But for the most part, Animal Crossing has been, like, move into a small town and kind of just, like, make do in there. Yeah. But, like, New Leaf really introduced a lot of the concepts that we're seeing in New Horizons a little bit more. But it was, like, now you're the mayor, you're in charge of things, you get so many shops. There's, like, a good mix of, like, the city folk idea where you went to the city with the main street, but it was a lot closer and less loading screen blocked, which was nice. But yeah, New Leaf was just awesome. I got it in college. I got to play every day with, like, friends and stuff. And then I think the biggest thing with it was just, like, and it's still the only game that has this, but, like, the Street Pass functionality of the 3DS was really great.
Yes.
In that, and I got it at a good time where in college a lot of people walked around with their 3DSs in their backpack, funny enough, which was great for me because I'd get their little houses and in the Happy Home showcase. And then I was also going to a bunch of conventions and stuff, so I'd get tons of houses from people there. So yeah, they really thought of really cool ways to connect with people in New Leaf. And yeah, I love that game. And I've got three copies, and it's number three.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. All right, Nina, what's your next one?
Number two. Well, my number two is New Leaf. I love that game, too, not just for the reasons you just said, but also because it has incredible music in it. Music sometimes that I prefer over New Horizons, but also because of, like, how international it felt. It has, like, Japanese holidays and holidays from other countries that you don't usually get to experience. Gosh, and then we also got the little bonus update later with Harv and everything. It was the game that kept giving, and it was the game that I played the longest before New Horizons came out, of course. But oh gosh, that game, I remember, like you said, watching Lin & Co. when it came out in Japan for months, or, well, what was it, a month before it came out, and just being so excited. I would watch those videos over and over again. I you know, would make lists of things to catch. I was fully engrossed in this. I got into making paths finally in this game. You know, I didn't really work on paths or anything in City Folk or Wild World, so that was, like, a new way to express myself in New Leaf. And gosh, I even, like, there was so much community stuff, like you said. I even, like, ended up going to a New Leaf prom that someone organized on Tumblr. Like, it was just so much fun. I have great memories with New Leaf.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, you're totally reminding me. Like, New Leaf really felt like that's when I became a part of, like, the Animal Crossing community. Funny enough, Nina and I had a little bit of a run-in unknowingly, knowing each other.
We knew each other before we knew each other.
Yeah, knew each other before we knew each other. But, like, way back in the Tumblr days, I had my little Hakentown blog, and I just posted this list to celebrate the countdown to Animal Crossing, 100-day countdown to Animal Crossing New Leaf. And yeah, Nina, you picked that up at some point. Super funny that it's still around. Those were the days. Like, that's when I felt like, oh, cool, I'm meeting people online because of Animal Crossing.
Yeah.
This is kind of cool. Yeah, which I know a lot of people got that through, like, Wild World and City Folk and stuff, and I'm just like, I didn't have the internet in my house.
No.
That wasn't a thing I could do.
Yeah.
So Sergio, what's your number two?
Number two, it's New Horizons.
Oh. Wow.
Yes. The latest, not greatest for me, but greatest in a lot of ways. I definitely acknowledge that. You know, it introduced a lot of changes. Some of the, I would even say the biggest changes to the series. You know, we have freeform outdoor decorating now, terraforming, which is crazy to think about before, and crafting, which is also pretty cool. So definitely the game did a lot of new things. I would also be remiss not to say that it has the biggest sense of community, not only because of Haken, you know, we're doing this because of this game, and we still are, and it's the big hit of Haken, the podcast, our Discord community, which is awesome. There's a lot of other Animal Crossing communities, like on Twitter and on all forms of social media. So seeing Animal Crossing so connected across so many different forms of media, it's awesome. And I personally have made a lot of very close friends because of this game. So I definitely... It feels the most connected Animal Crossing experience so far. And also, in a way, it has put Animal Crossing on the spotlight in terms of Nintendo franchises. Mm-hmm. You know, if people didn't know about Animal Crossing before New Horizons, either because they just didn't or because they didn't want to acknowledge it, now they know. Now they cannot deny that Animal Crossing is humongous.
Right.
Yeah. And also on a personal level, about a year ago, I met a very special person in my life, and they kind of turned my life around for the better. And it all happened through a series of events, and those events are all tied to Haken and to New Horizons. So it's been awesome for sure.
This is when we all cry.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that. And you're totally right. Like, the community is strong for so much bigger for New Horizons. It really... We thought the other games brought in a lot of people, but at this point, New Horizons has brought in so many more than that.
Right.
And I love that, because more people get to experience, you know, the series that I love and that you both love as well. And it's just nice to see other people come in and enjoy it too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I guess it's me, right? My number two?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I put Animal Crossing population growing in this spot very, very high up. And I think it's because, as I keep thinking of this game, like, for being the game that started it all, I feel like a lot of game series have that, I guess you could say, like, you know, when you think of Pokemon, it just, like, keeps going forward in ways where it's, like, improving things. And, well, I guess maybe not Pokemon's the best example for some people, but a lot of games tend to go forward. Splatoon 2. Mm-hmm. It has a lot more stuff than Splatoon 1. It's kind of it's a lot better balanced as a competitive game. And, you know, it's just, like, why would you ever go back to Splatoon 1 instead of Splatoon going to Splatoon right. 2, you know? But I feel like there hasn't quite been an Animal Crossing game to make me question this first one. I feel like it still has, like, so many unique things to it that I've just, like, I think you could still play, honestly, all of these games and get, like, a unique perspective on it. And it just... Though they're all Animal Crossing, they're all still very playable in different ways. But this first game, especially, just between, like, really surprise events, it's basically playing Animal Crossing on hard mode as well, because everything is difficult.
Yeah.
Getting a painting in the first... I think in the... However long I played the first game, I got maybe one painting, and I think it was a fake.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
In the entirety of my playthrough. Because, like, visitors came, like, once. Maybe you had two a month or so. But it's really, like, they went to great lengths to really make this a real-time game. And it's slow in ways that, like, I really appreciate. I'd say it's slow And I feel like we're definitely never going to go back that direction, because this, to me, New Horizons is a much more playable game than population growing is. Mm. But I think the aspects that make population growing less playable for people are the ones that make it feel like most quirky and life simmy than a lot of things. Yeah. So I don't know. I don't think we'll ever go back to a game quite like this. The soundtrack, I know we haven't talked about music in a lot of these games too much. All of them have really great soundtracks, but like, I don't think we're ever going to get anything quite as unique as population growing.
Yeah. Right.
I think Wild World, they nailed it. Wild World and City Folk kind of have the same soundtracks. They nailed that like relaxation aspect to Animal Crossing and everything, which I still really love and enjoy. But like population growing is just like, this is a weird place and a weird setting and everything. It just doesn't make sense that you're here, but you are. And that's like captured in the music.
Yes.
And I don't, and we're never going to get that again, which is fine. I mean, we have this one so we can keep enjoying it for the next 100 years or so. But yeah, I don't know. Population growing, it's a really nice game. Still very unique. And it's hard mode Animal Crossing.
Nice.
Yeah. All right. Here we are, our number one Animal Crossing games. I kind of lost track of yours, Sergio, so I don't quite remember what it's going to be. Nina, what's your number one?
My number one, which may sound cliche, is New Horizons. I love this game, and I know that it's not without faults. But, you know, neither am I or anyone. So, you know, I love designing outdoors. I love that it has pirates. the museum is to die for. It's unbelievable that the additions that they keep giving us, like the gyroids, are adorable. And I know it's missing a lot, but I've played this game more than I've played any other video game in my entire life, and that's saying a lot.
Thieves still?
Yes, still. Yes, and I play a lot of video games, so it's an incredible game, and just like you guys were talking about with communities, this game had brought me Haken and so many new friends, and gosh, it's just incredible. I don't know. I just love it. It's the perfect imperfect game for me.
Yeah. And you know what, Sergio? I know we're going in order here, but I put the same one as my number one. Mm. So I want to say some things about New Horizons as well. I agree, Nina. New Horizons is my number one. Sure, it's like the latest game. It's freshest in our minds. But I think for me, what puts New Horizons there is, like, I think they took that name seriously. Mm-hmm. And like I was saying kind of before in Population Growing, I think New Horizons kind of changes the game up, and it's shooting us into what the future of Animal Crossing is going to look like. Like New Leaf, I guess I didn't really say this about New Leaf, but I view New Leaf now as like, this is the culmination of years and years of perfecting what Animal Crossing started as, you know? Mm. I think that was like the final Animal Crossing, basically, and New Horizons to me feels like a reboot to the series with all the things that it does.
True.
So, honestly, like, I really like it. I think after 4 games, I was feeling like I want to see some different furniture. I want to see some different ideas. I feel like it's been a lot of stuff that just keeps getting, like, noticeably better and everything. And I've liked it each time as it's improved and everything. But
right.
I think New Horizons was like, you know what? Let's scratch all of that and make it different, like, even to the extent where they're like, let's see what special characters are like worth putting in to fit this world. Like, it's a very limited setting because it's like a deserted island that you start on, you know? Mm. So everything you do, you have to earn it, and it's really cool. And so, I don't know. There's a lot of features in New Horizons that I think are going to become a lot better as the series goes, and they've already done such a great job with this one in particular. So I'm hyped. I'm really hyped for the future of Animal Crossing of New Horizons. So I think it's a great game for anybody just getting into it, and it's a great game for anybody who has, you know, played for a long time. Yeah. That's what I have to say. New Horizons is wonderful. I've loved it.
Yeah, that works. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, Sergio, you're number one to end us off here.
My number one is Animal Crossing New Leaf for the 3DS. So many reasons, but one that I remember for sure is that it gave me my first sense of community in terms of Animal Crossing. Before, in the previous games, you know, I wasn't online yet. I wasn't to forums or chat rooms or what have you. But with New Leaf, I was. Even before the game came out, I was with a group of people from some video game forums that we were just excited for the game to come out, even though it was going to be like a 6-month wait, and we would just be talking about the game all day. We wouldn't play games, basically. We were just waiting for this one. It was such an awesome moment. And to get to know that there's people out there that love Animal Crossing as much as you do, it was awesome. I definitely remember that very, very fondly. And New Leaf, again, also came out at a time when I really needed it. That was the hardest year at my workplace that I can remember. We had a lot of work. So it was very often that I would work long days. And the only thing, in a way, that kept me going was knowing that I would be able to play New Leaf after work. And I would just forget everything. And I would be back in Madeira in my vacation, in a way. Because, as I mentioned in some episodes, I took my 2-week work vacation to play this game when it first came out. And whenever I would play it again after work, it felt like a continuation of that vacation, if that makes sense. Because it tied it all together. It was so nice. I mean, I wouldn't be in Haken if it wasn't for New Leaf. And the best way I can summarize my love for this game is in two ways. First of all, I overhyped the game like you have no idea. And I felt like I was. You know how sometimes we do that and we think to ourselves, well, it's probably not going to be as good. I'm going to fall off at some point. I still want to do this. I still want to overhype it. Well, I did. And New Leaf over-delivered. It didn't let me down at all. It gave me more than I would have expected. So I love it for that. And also, I would say I used to like Animal Crossing, but after New Leaf, I love Animal Crossing. Yeah. I fell in love with the franchise above everything else by far. So New Leaf is very special to me in so many ways. And I love New Horizons, and I agree that it's a reboot. In a way, I'm thinking of, you know, how the Wii U was what it was. It wasn't as successful, but look at how successful the Switch is. Yeah. I feel like New Horizons is the Wii U of Nintendo systems, if that makes sense. I feel like the next Animal Crossing is going to be amazing because of what New Horizons has done. But to me, the culmination of old Animal Crossing in New Leaf, that's going to be a generation to remember for me. The game to top it all off. It was amazing.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
Really well said, Sergio. All right, I think so, you know, everybody's probably lost track. Maybe we just quickly go just list the games from your bottom to the top. Nina, what was yours?
Okay, mine went Population Growing, Amiibo Festival, Pocket Camp, City Folk, Wild World, Happy Home Designer, Happy Home Paradise, New Leaf, and then New Horizons.
Awesome. Sergio.
All right. So number 9, Wild World, then Happy Home Designer, Happy Home Paradise, Amiibo Festival, Pocket Camp, City Folk, Population Growing, New Horizons, and number 1, New Leaf.
Awesome. All right. My order from the bottom to top went Amiibo Festival, Wild World, Happy Home Designer, Pocket Camp, City Folk, Happy Home Paradise, New Leaf, Population Growing, and New Horizons.
Nice.
Awesome. Well, this was fun. I think it was a good time to just go back and see how you feel about these games. Like, it's been looking like they're done with New Horizons. They're working on the next Animal Crossing. Animal Crossing trailers with OK Motors. I don't know what it is. Yeah, you just drive the whole Animal Crossing world tour. You live in the whole world.
Ooh. Animal Crossing trailer around. Home.
Yep, that's it.
Animal Crossing, what are those tiny homes? What if it was like little tiny homes?
Yeah, Tiny Home Crossing.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Really quickly, though, before we end the show, as always, we have Haken's Islander Corner. For those of you who don't know, every single week we ask our patrons on Patreon a question and read their answers out loud here on the show. This week's question was, New Year, New Horizons, pressure off, come up with a Haken slogan. So we asked our patrons how they felt about that one, and then had some of their answers. Only like four answers this time around, not too many. So I guess we'll just go Nina, then Sergio, then me.
Okay.
Keep up that pattern.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Ganuki says, Haken, city folk looking to turn over a new leaf in this wild world of New Horizons where the population is growing. That's, you know, that's catchy. That's not hard to say at all.
Yep. A lot easier than Nina and Blathers take you on the tour of the art place.
Look, it's the same every... I don't know why there's a problem with the name of my art segment. It's the same every time.
Yeah. Still really great. I think he had a little bit more written there.
Oh, really? Oh, down below. Oh, I see it. I see it. Okay. Then they said maybe too wordy and also kind of sounds like a Match.com listing. So an alternative one is new shirt, new shoes, new horizons.
Cute. Very cute.
Nice. Very cute.
Honey Badger said, pack snacks and make your own tracks. I like it. It's nice.
Yeah. What I like about this one is, like, there's so many ways to interpret that, like, make your own tracks. Because the first one I thought was, like, city folk, the animal tracks, you know, blazing your trail kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Then after that, I was like, oh, maybe you're making some music and you're dropping some beats right now.
I like that.
And then, yeah. And then the other one I thought was, like, track and field, like, you're literally just, like, making a track or train tracks. There's so many.
Well, so and in New Horizons, we can pack snacks. We can cook snacks and then bring them with us.
Yeah.
True.
See, Animal Crossing World Tour. Take us all. Give us trailers. Let us decorate those and visit the world.
Animal Crossing Appalachian Trail.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Sasha505 said, it's a new dawn. It's a new day. It's a new horizon. And I'm feeling it. These are cute. These are so funny.
Charlie Harvey says, I love the simplicity of New Year, New Horizons. Oh, that is cute.
Yeah.
So I guess we'll put these together for a vote for everybody so we can figure out who's going to be the slogan decider for the year. And for anybody who wants to, or any Patreon listener, the next week's question is going to be, how would you rank every Animal Crossing game? So give us your own rankings. We'll read them out loud here. And I mean, we already had a lot of three different rankings in our place, so I can only imagine how many different combinations are for everybody out there. So let us know. It'll be fun, and I'll post this one earlier. This question went up a little late, but we'll get this one up. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of Haken, an Animal Crossing podcast. If you're sad to see us go, join us over on Discord. You can talk with other people who love Animal Crossing as much as you do, including Sergio, Nina, and me. Want to support Haken in a bigger way and tell us your answers to the Haken Islander Corner? Head over to patreon.com/chewyplays. $1 goes a long way to making this show even better. and includes tons of goodies for you to enjoy. Get a special role on Discord, read a monthly newsletter, and get many other great rewards. We really appreciate the support and put your money towards some great things on the show. If you're listening on YouTube, how would you rank every Animal Crossing game? Reviews really help the show get discovered by more people. Please leave a review on your platform of choice and let us know how we're doing. Haken is a Wild production brought to you by Chewy, Sergio, Nina, and all of our patrons. We thank you for listening, and we hope you have a great week.
Goodbye, everybody.
See you all next time.